We'll begin our foundations for the feet practice standing. So with feet hip-width apart, take a moment to find conscious footing. Toes pointing forward, sense your ankles directly over your feet, knees straight but unlocked. As you take a full breath in, relax your belly and then relax it a little bit more on the exhalation. Heart lifting, notice how your abdominal wall rises ever so slightly as your shoulders slide down your back. Feel the energy of your pelvic floor rising up your front body at the same time as feeling a grounding sensation down your back body. The curve in your lower back beautifully in place as you feel your crown drawing to the sky. This is your natural womanly stance. Continue to take full deep breaths in and out as you bring your awareness to the arches in your feet and feel an energetic lift through your arches rising up through your legs, traveling all the way to your crown. And maybe you feel the energy coming up through the bubbling spring points in your feet, drawing nourishment and stability from the earth up into your beautiful body. Feel space in your body as your heart lifts, feet rooting down into the ground, letting go of any unnecessary tension, letting gravity align you. So you can feel at ease here in this powerful womanly stance. Feeling strong and supported in your natural womanly stance, engage your kneecaps and lift your toes off the floor. Hold here for a second or two. Then starting with your pinkies, place one toe down at a time, working your way to your big toes. Just as it takes time to build vaginal dexterity, so too does it take time to be able to isolate our toes in this way. So be kind to yourself as you do a couple of rounds, lifting your toes together, then placing them down one at a time. All toes finding their way to the mat now. Take a full breath in, feeling your spine tall, and a full breath out in preparation for arch raises. Inhaling and lifting the three arches in each foot for 3, 2, 1. Exhale and relax them down for 3, 2, 1. Then in your own time, inhaling and squeezing your arches up. Exhaling and relaxing them down. As you inhale them up, really feel the energy rising up through your arches all the way to the heavens, while at the same time the tripods in your feet rooting down into the earth. After your next release, reconnect with your natural womanly stance. With each inhale, lift your heart a touch closer to the sun, and with each exhale, root your tripods more deeply into the earth. Taking your hands up high, see if you can reach the sky as your feet root down for a really yummy full body stretch. Then left hand taking your right wrist, use an exhale to tilt to your left for a lovely side body stretch. Full breath in, full breath out. Then think up and over as you inhale back to center. Switch right hand taking your left wrist, then exhale to the right, feeling that beautiful stretch up the side of your body. Breathe deep here, feeling the energy of your pelvic floor rising up your front body, neck long, and use an inhale to come back to center, and then simply float your hands down to your sides. Inhale your shoulders forward and up, exhaling them down your back. Chin coming to your chest. Begin to slowly and softly roll down through your spine, one vertebra at a time, until you're hanging like a rag doll in forward hang. Knees bent as generously as you need to release your lower back. Let your head and neck go and take a moment here to stretch out your legs a little, perhaps straightening one at a time, hands relaxing down to the mat. Have a little play and explore what feels good in your body. Palms coming down to the mat, bend both knees generously and step your left foot back into your lunge. Stacking front knee over front ankle, you can hover here or lower your left knee to the floor. When you're ready, bring your hands to your waist, press into the front foot, engage your core as you rise your torso up, head over heart, heart over pelvis. Sinking into your front leg, make sure you can see your front big toe. Loop your shoulders forward, up and back, and you can keep your hands on your waist, or you can take them into prayer pose at your heart, or maybe even take them above your head into a V. Full breaths in, full breaths out. Then to come out of the posture, use an exhale to draw your belly to the top of your thigh, fingertips return to the mat. If you're in the low lunge, curl your toes under and bring your left foot back in to meet your right. Then let's balance it out and send your right leg back into your lunge. Again, choosing your high lunge or your low lunge. When you're ready, take your hands to your waist and shoulder blades drawing together and down. Inhale your torso up. Keep hugging your inner thighs in towards the center of the mat to help your stability. Loop your shoulders, let your heart radiate forward, taking your hands to your favorite position. Sink a little further into the stretch and breathe. Then once again, spine tall, lay your belly on your thigh, plant your palms and step your right foot back in to meet your left. Full breath in, full breath out. Then bending your knees generously, bring your hands around behind you on the mat to support you in sitting back down onto your booty. Let your knees come out to the sides in butterfly pose and one foot at a time. Begin to massage your arches. Give them a little love. Softening through your lower jaw as you do, let your hips grow heavy. Simply bring awareness to the rest of your body and ensure you're not collecting tension as you use your thumbs to knead your arches. Spine tall. Continue to take long, slow, deep breaths. Once your arches are all loved up, send your legs out in front of you. Move the fleshy parts of your booty out of the way so your sit bones can root down into the earth. Dig into your heels, back straight as if you're leaning up against a wall. Then hands rising up above your head, use an exhale to bring your heart down to your knees, knees bending as generously as you need, feeling a lovely stretch up the back of your legs as you take hold of your feet. Loop your shoulders forward, up and back, feet bright here in the life nerve stretch, toes pointing to the sky. Feel length through your spine as your heart gently presses forward. And hold here, taking nice, long, slow, deep breaths, allowing yourself to sink a touch deeper into the stretch on each exhalation. When you feel complete, simply roll up through your spine and shake out your legs. Maybe windshield wiper them from side to side, allowing fresh blood to return. And moving with grace and ease, return to a standing position, finding your natural womanly stance. Then taking your feet out a little further than hip-width apart, let your feet turn out in preparation for your squat. Feeling grounded with your tripods reaching down into the earth, heart lifting, as slow as you can, gently lower yourself down into your squat. As you arrive, if you need to shift your feet, please do. Let yourself come into a really comfy posture here. Your crown drawing up to the sky, buttocks heavy, creating length through your spine. Let your hands come into your prayer pose and take a full breath in and a full breath out. Feel the tripods in your sweet feet grounding down as the energy from the earth draws your arches up. Keeping your heart lifted, spend a little longer here. Full breaths in, full breaths out. Then after your next inhale, use the exhale to gently rise back up tall, heart leading the way, booty drawing down as you come back to standing. Then without looking, heel toe the feet in until they're together like the solid trunk of a tree. And feel the roots from the soles of your feet growing down into the earth, creating a solid foundation for you. Feel the energy of your pelvic floor rising up your front body. And without moving your hips, press into your left leg and slowly lift your right foot up off the ground, using your hand to position your foot so the sole is flush against your left inner thigh, or take one of your options. Take a moment to find your balance here. You may like to stare at a point on the wall. Lifting up through your heart, plugging down through your standing leg, hug your left inner thigh in as your sole presses into it, creating a nice bit of resistance to help hold you here in tree pose. Once you feel that solidarity, you can bring your hands into prayer pose or take them up high into a V overhead. Lift up through your spine, a little taller. Top of your thigh is rolling out, and breathe. If you fall out of the pose, simply be with the sensation, stay with your breath, and gracefully as you can, find your way back in. Keep your attention on your inner sensations. Whatever your experience of the pose is perfect. If you find this pose too easy, challenge yourself and close your eyes. Wherever you're at today, simply accept that place. Your balance will be different from one day to the next, so connect in with where you're at in this moment. Use the breath to fully merge with the now. Use an inhale now to bring your knee in front and an exhale to ever so slowly lower it down to the floor. Standing with your weight balanced equally on both feet, let the sensations of yourself go deeper and deeper with each breath. Let the information from this solid foundation in your feet travel all the way up your spine to your crown. And feeling that nice strong base without lifting your hips, slowly raise your other foot up, finding your way into your tree. Once you arrive, play with the opposition, squeezing everything into the midline. If you fall, smile and gently come back into the pose. Use this idea of your thigh and sole pressing into each other to find stability and balance in this yummy posture. Trees come in all shapes and sizes, so feel free to take your hands where they wish to go today. And simply breathe right down into your lower abdomen. Let your belly relax as your crown draws to the sky. With each inhalation, sense the spaciousness filling your lower abdomen. As you exhale, sense any tension leaving your body. And you may like to imagine you're inhaling earth energy in through the sole of your standing foot, becoming more aligned, stronger with each breath in. Knee coming to center now, stay tall as you exhale your foot back down to the floor. Smile. Grow longer in your neck and allow yourself to come into your natural womanly stance. Feet hip width apart, heart lifted, crown drawing to the sky, close your eyes. See if you can keep all four corners of your torso lifted and alive. Fill your torso with air. Now bring your awareness inside. See if you can sense the various points of your feet on the ground, the five individual toes, the pads under the big toe and the smaller toes, the heel, and the entire outside edge of each foot. As you feel your feet, let them relax into the earth. Feel the weight sinking deep into the earth, being supported by the earth. Bringing your hands to your heart in prayer pose, take a full breath in, and as you exhale, bow your head to your heart. Smile into your heart intelligence and feel that inner strength radiate outwards. And when you feel ready, roll up through your spine and simply move into your day with love and grace and strength.